Regression of a Sissy Maid by Penelope Panzi. First published 2023. Chapter 1: A Just Punishment. Dressed in a traditional black knee-length maid's uniform with mop cap, white collar, white ruffled pinny apron, seamed tights with white 1-inch heeled shoes, Fifi Bell stood to demur attention in front of her strict mistress, Miss Taylor, a severe mistress in fact with no tolerance for slack performance. Head bowed, she looked at her perfectly manicured fingernails with bright red nail varnish, a match for the red lipstick she wore on her well-made-up face. She was still conscious of the A-cup bra mistress had recently insisted she wear, a simple unglamorous white cotton bra, but that would be changing all too soon. Mistress now demanded that she take estrogen tablets every day, while she was booked into a Harley Street clinic in exactly 6 weeks' time for a breast operation. She was to become her mistress's ladyboy maid. The A-cup bra would soon be gone to be replaced, not by a trim subtle B or C cup that would suit her body frame, but by enormous E-cups that would totally dominate her body and looks. Mistress Taylor wanted it that way, and Fifi Bell had no choice. Mistress Taylor thrived not only on very strict corporal punishment, but also on the extreme humiliation and degradation of the male species. It was 9 months ago that Fifi Bell had been caught in Mistress Taylor's snare, a lifelong snare from which there would be no escape. Fifi Bell fidgeted as she waited for her admonishment. She knew she was in very serious trouble, perhaps trouble like she had never been in before. The punishment would be severe. It was only a matter of how severe. As Mistress silently circled around her, nothing to be heard except the click of her heels on the wooden floor, Fifi Bell's nervous anxiety overwhelmed her. The humiliation was intense, so much so that her caged sissy clit released a large hot stream of pee. Fortunately, her nappies soaked it all up, for yes, for the last 4 months, she had been swaddled 24/7 in three thick terry nappies with two plastic panties that she was allowed to change out of once a day just before bedtime. It was an unbelievable humiliation, a shameful, degrading humiliation. Mistress Taylor loved it, adored it, safe in the knowledge that the maid's working day was not interrupted by toilet breaks. A red-faced and ashamed Fifi Bell felt the hot wetness envelop her nappies, and even after all these months, she could not get used to the embarrassment. Mistress Taylor saw the crimson red face, and knew full well that her maid was wetting her nappies. Fifi Bell was feeling truly sorry for herself, and miserably she thought of her lifelong destiny of 24/7 nappies, being a ladyboy sissy maid with huge E-cups, total eternal servitude with no respite to a severe mistress where spankings and strappings were just part and parcel of day-to-day life with a strict vegan diet of salads, fruits, nuts, grains and beans. As mistress continued to circle her, as trepidation about her impending punishment took hold, as self-pity blossomed, Fifi Bell looked over to the corner of the room. Her self-pity evaporated, she became thankful for her plight, thankful that her nappies were hidden by her knee-length maid's uniforms, thankful that she was allowed to sit on the toilet every evening, so that she did not have to soil her nappies, thankful for her vegan food, thankful for walking, for the work, for being allowed to talk, for her sissy clit, even for her spankings and strappings, for there in a large adult-sized playpen was the most pitiful, pathetic, abject creature ever to behold humankind, sissy baby Pansy. Over a period of 2 years, Mistress Taylor had transformed this once proud financial advisor into a state of permanent degradation, abject humiliation, and total disgrace. Suddenly, Fifi Bell was appreciative and grateful to Mistress Taylor.